The Lollycats even their record at 2-2 with a shutout win that week over Poteet, and then was on to start the district play at Hondo.
And so let's give him a call right now.
You got the number?
Yeah, I got it right here. Let's give him a call.
There it is.
Coach Foolery joins us every Thursday about this time. We preview the game that's coming up this week, and then we also talk about the game last week.
Well, hello, Fieldhouse.
Yes, is Coach Foolery there?
There's just him.
Hey, Coach Fooler, it's Dunham and Miller.
Well, hello, fellas. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, George. Couldn't be happier than a lark.
Hey, big win for you guys. I know a 17-0 win over Poteet's always sweet.
Well, you know, when you pitch a shutout against the Poteet Strawberry Pickers, Craig, you're doing great. And our kids just came out and played well. They executed great. Offense played well. Defense played any better. Like I said, we just pleased as purple punch.
I guess the whole defense should be lauded for their effort pitching a shutout. That doesn't happen too often.
Well, and going back to what Brad said about the Booster Club, hey, this week, you know, they was down on me last couple of weeks, but this week we got home, and on Sunday morning when I woke up, there was an apple pie sitting at the front door. My yard was mowed and edged and all that, so I tell you what, you know, they may go with you and against you, but this week you got to tell you, they was on my side. I didn't have to mow the yard on Sunday.
Now, how about the game that Bodie had? He just played.
Or JoJo.
Bodie and JoJo together. I'm sorry to get them confused.
Well, it was a great defensive performance. I was worried about Snick Snack early.
Okay? Oh, really?
Because in the locker room for the game, he came up to me and he said, Coach, I'm sick. And, of course, JoJo's big daddy came up to me and told me he had some kind of intestinal virus. And,
right.
You know, before the game, we had a hard time concentrating because JoJo's sick and everything, and he lets out one of them big popcorn poots. And I tell you, that thing, I don't know if we were going to get out of the locker room alive. We had to go out and hold, the X's and O's out on the field because, I tell you what, there's a fog in there, and we didn't know if we were going to, you know, suffocate. JoJo, he came through, played well for us, made the big touchdown, and the Snicky Snack Shake, you know, I don't know if that was much a celebration dance as it was just his stomach upset.
Well, tell us about Hondo. What kind of challenges do they present?
Oh, Hondo's a great, great program. You know, they play well. We hope to execute as well in Hondo as we did in Poteet because, I mean, our execution was great in Poteet. I mean, they don't execute at midnight in Huntsville any better. they got some great football players. They got a great community down there, and we're looking forward to going down there. You know, that's where I coached before I came to Lollygag.
That's right.
So we got lots of friends down there. In fact, Mavis is going to go down there with me and my wife. And
who?
We're going to have dinner with Ima Jean. You know, they used to work together down at the Hondo National Bank, and
right.
Ima Jean's going to cook up one of her famous chicken fried steaks with cream gravy and for the game. So we're looking forward to all that, and, you know, it's going to be a good homecoming for us.
Right.
And of course, we also, every time we go down to Hondo, you know, we get to go, hey, you know, I tell you guys about DQs.
Right.
Well, at Hondo, I mean, they got a Sonic.
They're uptown down there in Hondo.
Yes, sir. I mean, they got tater tots and cherry limeade. We just got to keep Snicky Snack away from those chili cheese dogs. A long bus ride home.
Well, how important is this? Because I know you're 2-2 going into district play. That's not really where you want to be, but this is kind of a big game to set the tone for the rest of the district season, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you start district schedule, you got to come ready to play because we want our kids to feel good about themselves. And right now they do. You know, LaShonda, he ran for over 100 yards. Now the defense getting all the credit, but LaShonda had another 100-yard game against Poteet. I mean, he had a couple runs where he really showed his quickness. I mean, he's quick. He's so quick. I mean, he can hit the light switch and be in bed before it gets dark. That's what LaShonda is, and he played great. And you know, we hope that LaShonda has another big game. And I'll tell you what, we're looking for a big game from our offense because we need to get untracked. And if we have a big game in the first one against the Hondo Owls, then you never know what can happen. We could go undefeated the rest of the way.
It's a road game, though, and you guys have you played the. This is, I guess, week five. This is your third game on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, we you know, we like to play our road games early, and we got fortunate. Our schedule favors us this year. District-wise, we're going to have a lot of district home games at Wildcat Stadium.
Right.
And so, but, you know, when you go on the road and you got to play Hondo and the way they play their defense, we're just going to line up and play smash mouth. We're just going to try to drive them off the ball. I mean, hey, if you want to see an aerial show Friday night, don't be in Hondo because you might as well be at the Air Force Base checking out the Blue Thunderbirds or whatever they are. Hey, we're going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust and let JoJo and Bodie and those guys blow people off the ball, give the ball to LeSean, and hope our defense can hold them because they got a freshman that can really play.
Oh, really?
I forget his name. He's number 32. He's young, though. I mean, he's young. He's not even feathered out yet. I mean, this guy's so young, I heard he's embarrassed to shower with the varsity. But he can play.
Well, that's young.
He's going to be a good one.
Well, Coach, hey, we once again appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking to you every week.
Well, fellas, I got to go. We got a freshman of our own in the showers, and the varsity's playing the wedgie patrol. They got his jockey strap pulled up around his neck, and I think he's going to be sore for about a month.
Hey, Coach, always good to hear from you. Good luck against Hondo.
All right, fellas, we'll see you next week.
All right, go get those Owls.
All righty.
That's Coach Tom Foolery at his finest again here on Thursday afternoon on Dunham and Miller. It's 4:30 on the ticket. Sports Radio.